Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Jason Lloyd.
I gotta hit the button. Good morning.
What's going on this morning downtown? There's no parking downtown, or like Playoff Square anyway. Like everything's, I'm like, well, just because I know the Blue Jays do bring people down from Canada, but I'm like, you're shutting down the streets for it? All the garages are like 40
are you
bucks.
Saying there's signs up? The garage was 40 bucks.
Yeah.
I fortunately did not have to pay that, but.
Well, I mean, you have a way. Of getting around that.
I just parked on Wachmahickey over there. Prospect, right? That's Prospect.
Yeah. The main drag.
Yeah, the main drag.
Looks like you're going to be parking down at Steel Yard when they tow your car.
No, there's no tow signs over there.
There's none?
Not that I saw.
You're just going to take the ticket then?
We'll chance it.
Oh, I don't know if you should do that.
It says no restrictions.
Okay, we'll find out if there are.
Well, yeah, maybe it's 7 o'clock. I'll go move.
Park like down the street. Well, okay, 7 o'clock. I'll be doing the segment by myself.
Yep. What do we got at 7?
Like down the street and around the corner. And I'm walking around going, what is this? But then I saw some stages. I go, are they doing that thing like they used to do?
I think it's Jazz Fest is coming up or something.
It's Jazz Fest?
Because I saw the other day people getting ready over there under the chandelier. I think that's this week.
Oh,
man. I don't have it queued up. I didn't even think about it.
I hope we got Jazz Fest.
Man,
if AA was here. Dizzy Gillespie, it's a lot. Oh, you should have heard him the one day. We had AA host one day in the afternoon. Or was it afternoon on the weekend?
No, it was the night show.
Okay, he's saying like what's coming up. He did a segment like what's coming up, and he was talking about Jazz Fest, and he brought up like Dizzy Gillespie, and then like he went nowhere else with it. It was as you've ever heard.
John Coltrane, he goes, Coltrane.
Coltrane.
We had a class at Kent that all of the jocks took in the summertime called Jazz with Chaz.
Really?
It was an easy A for everybody. And I had a horrendous GPA at the time, so
nice.
I needed it.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was me and all the Kent State basketball players taking Jazz with Chaz. The summer of 98.
6:05 in the morning. Sultry, 72 degrees outside. It's Coltrane putting on that ass on a Thursday. Talk to me, baby. 216-474-0092. Jason's got his tongue in the ear. If you talk to me nice enough, I'll put my tongue in your mouth.
Oh.
It is this week.
I just looked it up.
Hell yeah, Jazz Fest. All right, yeah, you know what? I'll mind finding a parking garage for that. Hell yeah, brother. Good. I hope you guys all have a good time down there at Jazz Fest.
It says Trombone Shorty's going to be there, and that guy's amazing.
There's too many zoos going to be there?
I don't know.
I would love to see
zoos.
Next year bring in too many zoos. That thing is, did you ever see them?
No.
It's these three guys, they go on like the subway at like 2 in the morning,
with
they
kazoos?
Shoot music videos. Yeah. No, too many zoos.
Oh.
And the one plays the drums, and the one plays, what is it, the big,
like
guys,
the bass,
I'm sorry.
Saxophone,
yeah, it's like a big
something.
Bass saxophone, and the other guy plays trumpet. The other guy plays trumpet. And they're really fun to watch. It's really cool.
Never heard of them.
I think I follow them on Instagram or something like that. They're really a lot of fun. I would definitely go see those guys. All right. Enjoy the Jazz Fest. I got upset about something last night. Certainly wasn't the walk-off win. And maybe, you know what? Maybe I just got triggered by something. Because I'm watching Jose Ramirez this year. And a lot of people have been saying for a long time this year, you know, he's pressing. He's pressing. You know, Jose's up there. He's swinging at everything. He's pressing. I'm going, well, he's still a tremendous hitter. He's still a bona fide all-star. If that's pressing, I mean, good God, I can't imagine what he'd be doing if he was relaxed up there at the plate. And I see him go up there, and they do a bunt because, I mean, they're looking for any way to get themselves a win. I mean, they will steal someone's dog to get themselves a win right now. They do not care. And so there's the bunt. Then Jose's able to bring him home with the go-ahead with the walk-off single. And I'm watching him, and I'm going, my God, is there anybody who means more to Cleveland? In the world of sports, and sports is a big damn deal here, is there anybody in the world of sports right now who means more to Cleveland than Jose Ramirez? Like, he is the king of the city. I said it's almost indescribable. And because, let me explain this. The amount of pressure on him compared to the other two teams in town and their leader, it's astronomical. It's astronomical. Think about all this. Is that if the Cavs and the Browns didn't have a salary cap, they'd spend in oblivion. Boy, we've had this conversation with the Guardians many times, Jason. Okay. The other games, it's get the ball to Donovan. Clear the way.
Yeah.
Even when LeBron was here, get the ball to LeBron, clear the way, or as we always talked about, he's going to find the best play for the possession, and maybe he's going to pass out to somebody. He controls everything on the floor. Really, at times we saw LeBron control 9 other guys. With Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, you control the entire offense, and at times, because your offense is so good, you control defenses. With the Browns, it's Myles Garrett. Well, we always know Myles can only do so much. With Jose, there's real expectations with that team, and he can only get so many opportunities. He's at third base. You got to hit the ball to him. He can only come up 4 or 5 times a game. And so what he does in being able to keep them at 40 and 38, my God, it just cannot be, it can't be overstated of what he means to the Guardians and what he means to professional sports in this city. I know that's a crazy thing to say. It's a very emotional thing to say on June 26th.
Yeah.
But man alive, what he means, Lord.
I don't know if I agree with the pressure part of it, but the what he means and where he ranks in fan favorite.
Why don't you agree?
Because he is pretty, he lives in anonymity. That's part of the reason he loved coming. He wanted to stay here.
I don't think he lives in anonymity here. I think he walks on water here.
Well, he does in part because where I was going with it, because of how much less he took.
Yeah.
Like that contract that he signed at the time was so wildly undervalued compared to what he could have gotten. So if you look at the three of them, I mean, Donovan, Donovan hadn't done anything wrong. Like he re-signed, I think that really sort of sealed his fate here when he signed his second contract, when he signed to extend here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fine. Obviously, people are upset with the second round exits. Miles, you know, I think Miles cost himself a little bit on the PR front with the way that this last offseason played out and all the things that he said, which, by the way, he was only telling the truth. There ain't nothing he said that wasn't true. But then taking the contract that he did, obviously, he's not taking a discount.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So if you're looking at people who truly, truly want to be here, the deal that Jose signed puts pen to paper on how much he likes it here and how much he wants to be here. So that part I agree with. And Donovan also, you know, taking the contract and re-signing here. But I don't know that I agree with he's got more pressure on him than everybody else. I think Donovan is feeling an enormous weight of
That's
pressure.
That's interesting. Because I guess it would be like who's under more pressure then, because I think that Guardians fans, I think there's a tremendous amount of frustration within the fan. It's the same fan base, but I think Guardians fans right now are feeling a tremendous amount of frustration that you're 40 and 38. I mean, I talk to you all the time, and I've been saying for a while, it's like my goals have changed in so many ways where it's like, let me find the starting rotation. Let me find these four young guys who are 26 and younger. And I got a lot of people going, man, you're shooting way too low. You give this team so many passes over here. They just went to an ALCS. And I think about how do they get back to that ALCS right now? How do they get back to the postseason? And it's like, all right, you got Stephen Kwan who can set the table most of the time. And then there's nobody else that you can really count on other than him. So he's the only guy that you can really count on. And to keep their head above water until everybody else figures it out. I don't think that Donovan is frustrated, but I don't think a lot of people blame Donovan. I don't think they blame either of them for these situations, but I think Donovan is frustrated, but I don't think that he has to deal with carrying everything for a franchise and having fewer opportunities to do so like Jose Ramirez does.
Jose knew what he was signing up for.
Donovan knew what he was signing up for.
But like that's why I didn't understand a few weeks ago this trade Jose to give him a better chance to win or whatever it was being
It's internet
about.
Fodder.
That was insane to me.
It's internet fodder by frustrated fans, but it's internet fodder.
Jose knew where he was doing when he signed the contract.
Of course.
He likes being in the anonymity that he is. Like, everyone still calls him like the unknown superstar in baseball, across baseball. And the people within baseball say all the time how incredible he is and how terrific he is. But is he talked about in the same vein as Aaron Judge? No.
No.
But he's an MVP candidate every single year.
Well, I mean, you're thinking big picture. I'm thinking to the city of Cleveland the team hasn't won a championship in 77
sure.
years.
Yeah.
And as of right now, the things that they haven't put around them, I think it's going to be 78 and maybe 79. But I think there is some light for hope.
Here's the difference, I think, between Jose and Donovan. If Jose was, if his end-all, be-all obsession was winning a championship, would he have signed that contract?
Jose?
Yeah.
No.
No. Donovan's end-all, be-all obsession right now is winning a championship, period. He is consumed by it. And that isn't necessarily a Cleveland thing. That's a personal thing to Donovan. And I think Donovan believes Cleveland gave him the best opportunity to do that. And he does love it here. I'm not saying he doesn't. He does truly enjoy being here. He'll probably wind up back in the Muni lot again for a tailgate this fall. He had a great time when he was there last year. And I asked him, will you do that again? He said, yeah, probably.
Like, is he going to do the bowling thing with the kegs again with the Browns bunch?
Who knows what he'll do?
Okay.
But yeah, I think you'll probably see him pop up again in the Muni if the schedule aligns and if he's
in
town. Before they get rolling, if there's a home game.
I don't doubt he likes his time here. I think he does enjoy the city.
But Donovan, I think, is driven to win at a level that few other athletes are at right now. Hmm. And I don't know that, and I'm not saying Jose doesn't want to win. I don't think he is consumed by it the way that Donovan is, or he would not have re-signed here.
There was another thing that I got last night from one listener, and he mentioned how, because I said how Jose's, just, you can't say enough great things about him. And I got he's a really great regular season player.
Yeah.
And I said, man, of all the things that I've said on the air, one of the things that I've said a lot of things on the air and come back and like, I regret that one. But of all the crazy things I've said on the air, the conversation we had, I think it was last year or the year before, about his postseason and like the Hall of Fame stuff and things like that, and why immense amount of pressure. I think that, again, when I look at the pressure of them getting to the postseason, you're consistently playing with pups who don't really, like, Donovan's playing with guys that need to raise themselves to his level. It's just that simple. Like, yes. The Evan Mobley thing, we're going to get more into that in 6:45, because I think I agree with you, and I kind of want to just clear the court and let you go down the lane on one certain thing. I hope that you're willing to back it up, because you were tough talking Jason Lloyd at 6:57.
Yes.
Or 5:57. So I want to see that. But when it comes like to him in the postseason, and it's like, all right, he popped it up again, and it's like, well, he's in this moment where, again, he's the only guy that you can count on, because the other guys, during the regular season, you can get hot, you have time. There's this little amount of time in the postseason. And if you have a bad week, I think for more inexperienced guys, more inexperienced players, there's a higher chance for you to wilt. So when you have these young guys who are perpetually around you, like, how many years has it been since Francisco Lindor's been here? Four now? Three, four? Okay, so you've made the postseason a couple times.
Actually, longer than that.
Many of these guys could you really count on last year until you got to Jose Ramirez? So by the time you get to Jose Ramirez in the lineup and it's 1-0 and we got two on and two out, and now comes Jose, like, all your hopes and dreams are in that. And when you put him, and you had to make it because you were playing him, a dollars to dollars lineup here, where it's Stephen Kwan, then it was Andrés Giménez or Ahmed Rosario a couple years ago, Jose, and then you go to the Yankees where it's Giancarlo Stanton, Soto, Judge, like right down the line, 1 through 6, and you're going, huh? You don't get a break.
Yeah.
And this is the ALCS, and there's nothing else you can do. And as much as you could say, like, hey, you got to go to your piggy bank, you can't compete with that. You can't compete. Even the Yankees didn't even want to compete with $765 million at the end of that season last year for Juan Soto. Like, so to me, if you want to win, like I think that, yeah, Donovan Mitchell, I think, is as obsessed with winning a championship as anybody in professional sports. But if you want to win, there's only so much you can do for Jose. And I think at times it's got to be like very frustrating for him privately. But he's the unequivocal leader of that organization. Unchallenged to me.
He'll have almost, if not every major record by the time he retires. There'll be a statue of him next to the
there better be
next to the other one, and he'll be a legend here forever.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.